This is the Jerry DePoto Show.
Presented by Ram Trucks.
And Geico. Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions. The breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves. The reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and more.
We do have the GM with us. Jerry DePoto's with us. And Jerry, I guess welcome back from the All-Star break as people, game's going to get set to return tomorrow. How are you feeling headed into the second half of the season?
I feel great. I, at the end of the day, I think the biggest thing is that we have to remember how good a first half we've had. We still have the fourth best record in the big leagues. We have 97, we're on a 97 win pace, and eventually we were going to hit some rough spots. We did it when we went on the East Coast swing. We recovered, and we did it the last week headed into the All-Star break. And my guess is just watching this group operate and the fact that we needed a rest for sure. I think we will recover fairly quickly, and you'll see what this team was about.
How big of a robbery was it that Segura didn't get the MVP in the All-Star game?
I have to say, I'm sitting there watching it, and when I saw Gene walk out on the field for what appeared to be a post-game interview, I was really hopeful. I don't know what else he could have done, frankly. 2 for 2, scored a couple of runs, drove in 3. He made a clear impact, and you know, selfishly, I think he was the MVP of the game. And my guess is he was probably getting on a plane flying home, thinking, it would have been nice to be the MVP of that game, because I think he was.
Did you get a chance to hear Nelson Cruz's reaction to the home run?
I did. That is Nelson Cruz. That's the way he reacts to, you know, pulling a new bat out of the rack. He's an excitable, you know, really energetic guy, and to hear his reaction for his teammate, for his friend, not just a guy that's hitting a homer to move his league ahead in an All-Star game, but somebody who I think he genuinely cares about. And he's a wonderful guy, and it should come through in that, you know, video clip or the audio from that video clip, just how much these guys care about each other, and he's the ringleader.
Yeah, I love the ideas when I heard it and thinking about when was the last time I was this happy. It's so cool. And sports is one of the only things that can sort of make you feel that way, where you just get that unrestrained happiness and excitement. And I think probably, Jerry, that captures some of the enthusiasm and momentum that's been a big part of why you guys are on a 97 win pace.
Yeah, and that's the 2018 Mariners. And, you know, I will say this, that it's probably, as an add-on there, I believe part of Nelly's fascination or the excitement is that there, at least legend has it, in the quick turnaround between the All-Star game and now, that Gene may have said something along the lines of, I'm going to go up and hit a homer. So I think it became more of the you know, delivered on the Babe Ruth moment, or so to speak, and not normally your power guy. But that kind of excitement, the enthusiasm, the care for one another, it's really been evident from day one with this team, and couldn't be happier for our guys that they got to experience together in the All-Star game.
Well, we've also known that the lights are on in the trade market. Now the scanners started running because we've had a couple deals that have been officially announced. Manny Machado switching leagues, going over to the Dodgers. You guys are still going to end up seeing him because he's playing the NL West this year. And then this morning's announcement about the Cleveland acquiring some bullpen help with Brad Hand as well as Adam Simber. What's the trade market looking like right now, Jerry?
It's hard to tell right now whether it's a buyer's market or a seller's market, but you can certainly see that the contenders, the teams that have a very strong chance of playing in the postseason, are not pulling out. They're pulling out the stops. They're not letting, future value stop them from going and creating present advantage. And, you know, Manny Machado is one of the best players in baseball. Brad Hand, over the course of the last close to 3 years now, has been one of the most dominant back-end bullpen guys in the game. I think in the Brad Hand case, the Cleveland Indians gave up a very significant prospect in Francisco Mejia. And in doing so, they did acquire a controllable, already extended contract with Brad Hand. So, and Adam Simber is no slouch. He's another guy that's going to help them win a lot of games as they build that bullpen. You know, it makes it very difficult to see through the next 2 months who's going to score a lot versus the Cleveland Indians. And that certainly gives them a great advantage, really, from their number one starter to their closer through the end of the postseason run. Because I do think they have a very strong chance of being on the dance floor when the playoff time comes.
Hey, we work with Adam's dad here, Russ. We'll tell him that you don't think his kid's a slouch. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
He's done a great job. You know, I know there's a reason why they go out and they identify those players in trades. And clearly the headliner in that trade was Brad Hand from the Indians' perspective. But when you see a guy like Simber attached to a trade like that, it's not because the Padres want to include him. It's because the Indians sought him out. And, you know, my guess is that with Simber, with Hand, with Cody Allen, with a healthy Andrew Miller, it's a pretty powerful bullpen that they've built back up. And, you know, when you've got guys like Kluber and Bauer and Carrasco et al., that's a very ominous pitching staff to run into in the postseason, and that was their intention.
Jerry, and we're talking to Jerry DePoto here, when you have a deal like Machado, who is such a good player, and there were probably – they had to be multiple suitors for him. When a deal like that goes through, can that be kind of like a cork where all sorts of other deals now start happening in the wake of that because Machado has been moved?
Could. You know, I do think that in this case, there were probably more teams that were realistically pursuing Brad Hand than were realistically pursuing Manny Machado. So the more likely, I guess, cork would have been that trade, the Padres and the Indians. Because it's arguable that Brad Hand was the best available reliever, particularly controllable reliever, and that's more likely to be where you see a little bit of the wave crest here, is that the reliever market may open up now, and you'll start seeing some of the guys that are destined to move in the days to come. But there was really only one Manny Machado on the market. There was only one of them available, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. Typically, you don't see that guy move until the last couple of days before the deadline. But I don't know who the next best position player is that will change address in this trade market. But there will be multiple trades made that are based around relief pitching. So I think the more significant deal for the industry was the Indians and the Padres, because that probably gets the relief pitcher market moving, which my guess is that's going to be about 75% of the trades that are made as we get through the deadline are based around relief pitchers.
Are you pretty much 100% sure that in the next week and a half there will be a new pitcher that you're going to acquire?
I'm never 100% sure of anything other than I'm breathing right now as I'm talking to you. But we're certainly looking. We've made a lot of phone calls. We're on the phone, and we're working them. And whether we try to find somebody to help our starting staff or our bullpen, we will try it. We're also not closing the door on the potential of adding the right position player if the opportunity exists there. I guess in short, we want to get better. And we're trying to find any way we can to help this team out without disrupting the mojo they have in the clubhouse, and also understanding the imminent return of Robinson Cano, which every day is a little bit closer. And really, we're looking forward to that because we know how much better that makes our offensive club for sure.
Well, yeah, 4.6 runs on the average with Cano, 3.9 without him. And I think the team did a great job of galvanizing and bonding together there for a while in the short term, but boy, you sure miss your number three hitter there in the lineup. And you talked to the New York Post recently. It was the first time I'd heard you say this, that it looks like he's going to be playing some second, but also the speculation was, I think you confirmed it, that he's also going to be at first base and then also play some DH too.
Yeah, and we've sat down, we talked to Robbie, and I've said this actually on this show a number of times. Well, we know that Robbie is not eligible to play second base and for us in the postseason. Therefore, we have to be creative in how we handle this when he comes back. And we're gonna juggle some balls and between first base, second base, and designated hitter, and and not limiting it to that, we're going to move players around. We envision Robinson playing every day. We're really looking forward to getting his bat back in the lineup. But we do have to maintain the readiness of the rest of the players around him and allow them to continue the years that they're having, because that's how we got here. We really can't wait till he gets back, but there is going to be a little bit of a different look to the team for August and September once Robbie returns. And you know, we know we're a deeper lineup. Now we just have to be creative in what we're doing with the position players on the field.
Well, I know I'm pretty excited. I've got August 14th circled on my calendar as it comes closer to Robinson returning. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. It's going to be really fun. Great series this weekend against the White Sox. Then the Giants come to town. It's going to be a blast out at the park. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
That was Jerry DePoto with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. We'll get that wrapped up and why the Brad Hand trade might be more significant than Manny Machado moving forward. That's ahead on Danny Dave and More.
The Jerry DePoto Show.
Every Thursday at 3:30.
Brought to you by Ram Trucks.
And Geico.